Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Doctrine of Truth. We're happy to have you again, wherever you are. This is a grassroots, we consider a program whereby we're coming on as simply as possible, talk about the solutions and problems that we have as growing as a Christian. And One Way Jesus, we call it One Way Jesus because of the fact that God has said that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. If you'd like to call in, you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. We always like to start off with a prayer for our listeners. We thank God for you. We're praying today for the angels of protection to be around all our listeners, wherever you are. We're asking God through His Son, Jesus Christ, to be with you in whatever condition you're in, whatever problem you're going through. Remember, Jesus is a personal. He's a personal God. Through His Son, He's personal. He said, I'll be with you to the end of the world. And He went to prepare a place for us. So He's very personal. Even though we live in a community, in a world, in a system, but He's very, very personal. And you should consider that, that God gave you His Son. And His Son said, you know, I'm going to be your friend. We have prayer going out now. Angels of protection, according to John 14:14. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to loose your angels and a great abundance in our presence. The presence of everyone that we have prayed for the day into our homes. Your presence be in our homes, be in the cars, be in our trucks, be in the land, the property, the building, and places to protect us, guide us, and to force out, drive out all unclean evil spirits, wickedness, and demons, and tormenting spirits from our presence, from our homes, from our cars, from our trucks, from our land, from our properties, animals, and workplace, and force them into the abyss. And any replacement of that they cannot return to us. Lord Jesus, we ask you created a hedge of protection of angels around each of our minds and loose your mighty and warring angels around each of us. Our homes, our cars, our land, our properties, animals, and workplace to protect us from the evil enemy. I ask you to do this according to your word, St. John 14:14, in Christ Jesus' holy name. To be God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. If you accept that prayer of protection, that God will send angels in your place. God will protect you and put a blanket around you. And all of His efforts and all the things that you're going through. Remember, Jesus is one way. God is one way. We're saying that one way because He said that, you know, through His Son. His Son had paid the price. Son had paid the price. Because of He had paid the price for us. Amen. It is also necessary to understand that God cares for you. He cares for you. And you must understand that through His cares and through the things that He had done for us, it's very hard to comprehend because many people cannot comprehend unless they hear the story. And the story is that God loved us so much that he paid the ultimate price. He paid the ultimate price. And we can understand and relate to payments when someone have done something against us, and you know, it's human nature because it started out, amen, through the law of God, and God started out back in the garden, whereby Adam and Eve had done something wrong against God because they were deceived. They was told half the truth. They was giving them a part of information, and that is deception. When people give out part and half of information and cause people to do the opposite. Now, the enemy told Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis, the third chapter, said, the day you eat of this tree, you can choose. And man today think he have choices. He thought he was thinking that God has given him choices, but we know we've been making bad choices. Jesus is the only way, and God has simplified it so, and he had breaking it down so that he is the only way. He is the only way. And because of that, we have choices. And the world always stretch out and say, oh, this is a choice. You can do this. You can do it if you want to do it. If you don't feel like it, if you don't feel right, you know. But it's a trap. It's a trap set. It's a trap set. And because of the fact that things that happen in our lives, we are ourselves, find ourselves in positions, and we made bad choices, and we made good choices, but yet and still, one thing you forget about is that your mind, your feelings, and the time you took, and the energy you put into, amen, doing what you thought was right because of the information that you have received was wrong. Notice here, the Apostle Paul was writing in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, and here's a man that he knew he was right. He was religious, and he went through the most greatest training possible. He had a private tutor, and he was really began to work all as much as possible to do all he can for God, where he thought that he had done everything he can from God. And he had to sit out, and he has done things. It was bad choices, though. He had done bad choices. And he found out that through his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, had met him. He found out what he thought he was doing right for God, it wasn't. It wasn't the truth. It wasn't the truth. He was being deceived. Amen. He was being lost. And if you like to call in, maybe some of you have made bad choices, and that's what we're talking about. That's why Jesus said he's the only way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. And to you, you say, well, I'm always used to having choices. I always go in the store, I can pick this type of milk, this brand, this soda, this bread, this meat here, whatever. You're so used to that. But God, no, because his son walked this earth. He was a part of all the social changes, and he knew about it. And he's not behind. And this is what we have to understand, and you have to grasp this. Jesus is not behind. God is not behind. The church is not behind. They always have. God is Jesus in the flesh. He always ahead. When you created something and you developed something, and from your blueprint and from your specs, you are ahead of the situation. You're not behind. So what the enemy is saying that, listen, we are ahead of God. We're not behind God. We can do what we want to do. And he gave us choice. He told Adam and Eve, the day you eat of this tree, you can choose between good and evil. You can choose between good and evil. If you like to call in, you can call 1-347, and all you have to do is push 1. And if you like to share with them some of the choices you have made, and you regret those choices, but we all made bad choices. We all made bad choices. But watch this now. This is the Apostle Paul now in Romans, the seventh chapter of Romans. And notice here, Paul reminding what he has found. And this is not to put you down. Now, this discussion today is not to put you down. This should make you more aware of who you are, and your background, and your training, how you have drilled yourself, and you have, you know, once you learn something, once you learn how to drive or swim, bake a cake, make a suit, you know, whatever your skill is, you put time in. You put time in, develop that, and you develop your mind, your senses, sometimes your subconscious. The subliminal suggestion can make you want things you haven't seen, and you say, oh, gee, I think I'm going to go over here, and I feel like going over here, because you got a suggestion within. All the human brain and mind is God made it perfect. God made us good, very good, but we have erred, not because we wanted to, but because of the wrong information. So now, Paul's saying here, in the book of Romans, watch this now, the book of Romans, he said, the seventh chapter, Paul said, for I know that in me, that in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Romans 7:18. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. You ever find that? You wanted to do that? Oh, the day I'm going to get up at a certain time, and you just started out, and things got in your way. It was very important, though. You was making a decision, but things had happened. The 19th verse says, for the good that I would, I do not. For the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that which is not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law. There's a law within me. Paul said he found this. He found that there's a guidelines, amen, that his mind and his spirit, his body, soul, and spirit, he found that within him, amen, there's a law going on. There's a law going on. That which I would do good, evil is present with me. Paul said he found this on his own now. He found this on his own through all the education and through all the praying and walking with God. He found that when he desired to do something better for God or to better himself, he has a battle. He has a battle that's going on within him. And he said, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. That's why Jesus said, I'll be with you. I am in you. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Now, when you enhance these type of warfare in you, how did you enhance it? You didn't even know that when you was born in sin. We weren't aware of that. Nobody told us that. And by and by, through what we have learned through our parents, our forefathers, or whatever, we begin to be more skillful at it. And by and by, then all of a sudden, we found some information. Someone told us that God said that you are on the wrong track. And God said that he created us in his own image and his own likeness. And God said that, and you say, hold on, what God? Wait a minute now, there's many gods. Now, what is this about God said? God said, what God are you speaking of? Because when you was whatever environment, whatever place that you living at, and wherever you're in there, there are many little gods. People even call themselves God. And God said in the last days, there'll be many people calling themselves Christ. Christ coming after them saying they are Christ, you know, that they are God. And so there should be some separation here. We're talking about, you know, the God that created the heavens and the earth, all the Milky Way, the stars, the moon, the stars. He created us and he liked us. Okay, now, back to the warfare. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Now, what you have learned, break it down, Paul said, what you have learned, amen, and you adapted to that, and it's a part of your inner being, amen. If you drive somewhere, you know, many times when I drive to other countries and I go, I learn to drive on the opposite side of the road, left-hand side of the road. When I go to other countries, they drive on the right-hand side of the road. So there's a wall. I won't even try to drive there. I won't even try to drive in different countries. Because I'm so used to driving on the opposite, where they call it the opposite side of the road. So I won't be able to adjust when the traffic coming my way, facing me. It's so interwoven in my spirit that I got to drive in my mind. You got to get on the right. Don't get on the left. Get on the right. Get on the left. And boom, there's an accident. Because then there's a big argument. Oh, what's wrong with you? Where are you from, man? You should be on this side. Over here, the law says that, you know. So there we go. So I'm aware of that. So I won't even try to drive. So I, put myself subject to a taxi driver, and I don't know what the worst, me driving or the taxi driver driving. But anyway, there is a warfare going on constantly about because of the information that you receive. And the more you know about Christ, the more you know about his lifestyle. He knows, and this is where Christianity get A+. This is where Christianity really blooms and outstanding above all Christ, being Christ-like, because Christ, he knows what human beings have gone through. God said, who, what, when, where you are, he knows. He knows. He was born in the flesh. Amen. He walked God himself. God himself wrapped himself up, amen, in the body, a human body, and he walked among us. Amen. For 30 years he walked among us. So he understands what it means to be despised. He knows what it means to be rejected. Amen. He knows what it means to be sorrowful. Amen. Jesus knows. And you can't take that away from him. You can argue all kind of points, amen, in scriptures and words and alphabets and language, but you cannot take the suffering, the cross that he suffered, and the rejection even now. Even if you're a Christian now, people want to reject you because of your lifestyle. They cannot take that away from you. But we're talking about today how Jesus had set apart and set out a pattern and set apart and set out a plan for us to show his power among people, and as well as, amen, that he loved them as you being a Christian. Now, Isaiah said, if you keep your mind on him, he keep you in perfect peace. Isaiah said at the book of Isaiah, God, one of God's major prophets, amen. He said, if you keep your mind on Christ, he will keep you in perfect peace. Now, I want you to be careful now. Be careful now. Don't jump ahead of this now. Watch this. Watch this. Now, the Old Testament, which is God, prophet, God gave this to his man, and God spoke to individuals, but they wrote the word. They wrote the word. Now, God said, if you keep your mind on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. That sounds like, you know, meditation, keeping your mind, controlling your mind, controlling what you think. God is concerned about what you think. He is, because he knows the mind is a powerful tool. It's a powerful computer. If we learn how to operate it properly, it's a powerful computer, and is very powerful, and is very able to keep us. And that's why we keep our mind in the Word of God. The more Word of God that you have, the more understanding you have about God, because God is the Word. Also, he said in Philippians, Paul said in Philippians, the fourth chapter, be careful for nothing but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind, they go to mind again, through Christ Jesus. You know, praying and talking to God and inventing yourself to Christ, because Christ is the one that came in the flesh. Amen. He represents God, the Father, the creator of all mankind. He walked among us, and he knows. But yes, even though he knows, but we still live here. Isn't that right? We still live in this environment. We live here, and we are seeking a better life with him. And, you know, just like in the new job, a new career. Yes, you learn, you go through the books, and you may do trials, but going on in a new workplace with new people, and they find out, say, oh, you're a Christian. Well, how you know? Well, you know, because the things that you do, you don't like what we do, so you might have some confrontation there, light confrontation. They might be lightly rejecting you, and all of a sudden you find yourself that you're trying to adjust, keep your mind on your work now, keep your mind on your work. Are you going to a new neighborhood? You know, you find a good house, yes, but the environment, the people around you, all of a sudden, I have no idea, but it's a good house, a good price. But your neighbors, you know, in the neighborhood, you have to get adjusted. Maybe the animals in the neighborhood and the neighbor next door, you know, the music they like or they don't like. Thank God you find somebody that you all have the same faith. Everybody got a faith. Everybody believe in something. Everybody believe in something. So Paul said in Philippians that, amen, the peace of God will pass all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, be any praise, think. Here we go. All right, grab your seatbelt. Think. What are you thinking now? What are you thinking about? Are you thinking? Are you just riding along and just, you know, love to hear noise? You don't want to be by yourself. You had the radio playing. Okay, radio. You got the phone. Okay, you need communication. All right, you know. But the Bible is concerned about, and Jesus is concerned about, what are you thinking? What are you feeding? You're feeding your mind. Your mind, you're feeding your spirit. Amen. Because faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So whatever you hear during the run of the day, you have to evaluate that. You should be able to sometime, someplace, say, well, this is for me and this is not for me. But the world say, well, you don't have any joy. you don't have any joy. You don't have any friends. You do have friends. There are more people in the world besides you. Even though Jesus is a personal Savior, he will lead you to people and friends just like you. Just like you. My same height, yes, your same height, your same weight, your same eye color. He will lead you to people just like you. And you can tell. You can tell. All right, you can tell. Now, the problem is, now we get into the problem of this now. We get into the problem. The warfare that we're having can create a little stress. And stress create a little fear. Well, fear, you know, fear if you define the word, fear, you know, false evidence. False evidence. It's false evidence. False evidence. False evidence, that's what it is, false evidence. Fear is false evidence. You created false evidence. It comes to your mind, but it doesn't come on your own. It brings, the world bring it when they see you trying to be positive. They see you trying to go ahead of your dream or your vision. And you have people around you, like it was Adam and Eve, saying that, oh, no. The day that you do this, you don't need to talk to nobody but yourself. And Adam and Eve said, the day that you eat of this tree, you'll be like a god. You'll be self-sufficient. But watch this now. We are wrestling sometimes with ourselves. We're wrestling with ourselves. We're wrestling with our past. We're wrestling with bad choices. We're wrestling with, say, well, God, can you help me? Jesus, can you help me? Jesus, can you help me get over this situation? And if you examine it properly, it might be something dealing with the past. Now, watch, there are some people have put some plans together, and we know it was biblical, and it was durable and is workable, and one of them we like to use, you know, is very popular, playing with Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm reading I'm going to read a page here from the Seeker's Guide, Elizabeth Lesser. From the Seeker's Guide, she's written a book, a pretty good book, you know, Making Your Spiritual Adventures. Elizabeth Lesser from the Seeker's Guide, and she made a very good point here, and I like to bring it out and share with you concerning a friend of hers and things that have happened. I'm going to read a portion. Say, a dear friend of mine who already suffered from extreme sensitivity and anxiety, lost his 7-year-old daughter in a terrible car accident. Unable to deal with the loss and with his feelings that he had neglected to protect his beloved daughter, he turned to alcoholism. After 2 years of destructive living and heavy drinking, he ended up in a treatment center that would use the psychological approach of the Alcoholics Anonymous in the daily meeting and groups. I visited him a few days before he was about to leave the center. He was scared about reentering daily life, to get a job, keeping a job, and being around people who might not understand his problems. He said that the only thing that helped him to deal with it was some of the things that crushing anxieties he was afraid to repeat it, and always wanted to repeat, and he does repeat the AA slogan, one day at a time, over and over to himself as a form of a prayer for meditation. Now, you may say, well, I know you should sing that song, and this is what caught my eye, because sometimes I used to go to the center in the seniors area, and we have people there, and we said they would love that song, One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking for you. Give me the strength to do everything I need to do. Yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus, but today, you know, tomorrow might never be mine. Help me today. Help me today, one day at a time. And to explain that, I ask him, say, well, and, you know, I'm reading here this book, a portion of it, The Seeker's Guide, for those that just come in. He explained that, you know, the past was over. He had already done what he had done. He had lost his daughter. He started to drink. He had stopped working and functioning in the world. That was done. That was the past. No need to dwell on it because it was over. The future seemed frightening. How could he resist the urge to drink? What kind of work could he be able to find? Where would he live? How could he find supportive friends? Worrying about these unknown and yet to occur event served no purpose, he said. They paralyzed his ability to move forward. So what was left? The only now, he said, only this one day, this one step, this one breath. So he began to notice that it was fine in the now moment. He also began to trust that he would be fine in the next one. This had a profound effect on his life. He slowly started to repair his inner world and take successful steps to work and to live again. One day at a time. One day at a time is the backbone of AAA movement, one of America's most successful non-denominational homegrown spiritual path. It helps millions of people. All of us that going through turmoil or whatever situation, you know, God sent his son. He came to mend the broken hearts. But how do we do that? We cannot continue to think about tomorrow. Tomorrow is not given. You got to live in the now. I wanted to share that with you. I hope it'll be a help to you. You know, sometimes we beat ourselves up. We beat ourselves up because it's not that you don't bring it up. We have an enemy that brings it up. And sometimes your mind brings it up. That's why Paul said that he found out that he got an enemy within him. You know, sometimes you can be your own worst enemy. You ever heard that expression? I'm my own worst enemy. No, because of the fact that, yes, we all made some mistakes. I made some mistakes, and it crossed my mind, and I shudder sometimes and say, oh, God. But we learn. We learn, and we move on, and we find ourselves. Amen. If you have something that happened and you wanted to share or talk about, you can bend it out. Amen. Over there. If not, write it down. Write it down and write it out of your spirit. Write it. You know, tell somebody. That's what prayer is so important about, because in prayer, God has given us that ability to vent ourselves in prayer. And when we do it in prayer, is very important. God would not, no, he would not share with anybody else. He would not share it. No, he won't share it with anybody because you've been talking to him. You've been talking to him, and he knows all about it. So sometimes, you know, if you catch the moment, you have to catch the moment. You catch the moment. And you say, okay, all right, I got it. I got it, Doc. Block Talk, I got it. Grassroots, I got it. Now, what are you thinking about now? What are you thinking about now? Well, you say you got it. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? Well, No. Enjoy the moment. Whatever the moment is, whatever the situation is, think about it. But then you got to find yourself. Find yourself in it and say, well, Lord, thank you for helping me and thanking you to deliver me through. And Lord, thank you for helping me in this situation. And I might not be the greatest person, but I'm going to try to correct this now. And sometimes now, just live one day at a time, one moment at a time, one breath at a time. Amen. Just even sometimes one step. You know where you're going now. Yes, sometimes we feel that it's all our responsibility. We feel that it was all of us, all about us. But remember, here's something to remember and to think about. In the book of James in the first chapter, James said that, James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when it fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that it may be perfect and entice, wanting nothing. Now, sometimes that God allows things to happen, that the trying of your faith, the things that you're going through and situations, you know, he want to know, are you still there? Are you still depending on him? Are you still love him? Do you still care for him? And through this, sometimes he allowed things to happen that you never expected would happen. That's what you call trying. Trying of your skills, trying of your faith that you know about God. And James said, don't think it, but let patience have her perfect work. That patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entice, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth all men liberally, and unbridled not, and it shall be given him. So, you going through, and you have problems and trials and situations, and you find yourself, say, well, I remember that many years ago, and all of a sudden you find yourself, instead of taking that right now moment, where you are now, what you're thinking now, what you're doing now. The Bible says now faith is the substance. God wants you now, what you're thinking now. Think of him now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So you have to keep your mind on him. Amen. And the Bible says without faith it's impossible to please him. Those that come to him must believe that he is. So now faith, this now. Have now, the now moment. Now. And we'll find through, AAA meetings, how many have been blessed, and God has blessed them many years, and the organization, because the people caught on to living in the now. Living in the now. The past is gone. The future is ahead of you. But what about now? Take one step, one thing you know about where you are now. You can feel comfortable now, right now. Right now, this is where you're comfortable at. You know what's going on. You don't worry about tomorrow, next week. But that's what Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But we have to seek God first. Put God first in our lives. Amen. We're going to pray in closing and prayer. Amen. We pray that you continue to listen to Brock Talk. And if you can write in, or sometime you can just send a little message, or if you want to send an email, amen. You can also do so. Amen. If you want to write, amen. You can write to P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida 33320. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida 33320. Amen. USA. That's a Blog Talk Radio. Doctrine of Truth. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarite, Florida 33320. Amen. And if you are on YouTube, you can subscribe to our site at www.youtube.com/user JCI Ministries. www.youtube.com/user JCI Ministries. As well, if you can go on Facebook, you can read us there. You can see us on Facebook, facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries, facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries, Inc. Or go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and you want to email us, seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Amen. We take time because we have, thank God for you listening. Thank God for you, for your calls and your writing in. Amen. And we want to hear from you. Amen. Notice here. Amen. We accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we should as always ask God to forgive us and always ask God to come in our life. Amen. He will do that in the prayer. You know, say, Jesus Christ, I ask you to forgive me for the sins of grumbling and complaining, for not walking in faith, and living in the destiny that you have played out for me. Lord Jesus, my attitude, you know, you to help me in my attitude, my past, I'm going to rejoice in you. I'm going to accept the mind of Christ. I'm going to walk about good, doing good things, glorious things, godly things. I'm going to live with joy, unspeakable joy, and full of grace. And I'm going to begin today in the name of Jesus. You know, you're repenting and ask God to forgive you. You know, ask God to not only come in your heart, but each and every day, the model prayer the Lord left for us, because you never know who you offended today and what has went on today in your life and what we've done with others. But we're talking about the now with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, amen, he is one way. God designed that, amen, to be no confusion to how to get to heaven. He designed it that way. He set out a path through Jesus Christ. And not only in heaven, but what about here and the now? What about here and the now? We can walk about here and the now. We forget about the world, amen, by the hereafter. What about now? What about the now? God concerned about the now. Amen. Amen. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's the thing about one day at a time. Right now, what you're thinking, what you about now. What are you going through now? You know, take the now. Grab the now. Say, well, hold on, Lord. What I'm thinking about now? Forget about tomorrow. It's past. You can't go back to tomorrow. I'm quite sure many people would like to go back. Even today, the day is over. Time is an element that we cannot control. If you like it or not, we cannot control time. Can't go back. So, all right, it's been done. Like it or not, it's been done, and there's no one we can do about it. We can try to do better, but when it begins to paralyze you, your past begins to paralyze you, whereby you can't go forward. Amen. That song said, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. Lord, that's all I'm asking for you. Give me the strength to do all I can today. Amen. Alcoholics Anonymous, they have helped many people. And I know it was biblical. But the Lord said, if you keep your mind on me, I keep you in perfect peace. And Philippians 4 said, you know, think on these things. So when God begins to tell you and guide you about good things, and you think about what you're going to do now. Live in the now. We got to start somewhere. Where are you going to start? Now. We're going to start now. You're concerned about tomorrow? Okay, that haven't got here yet. But what about now? What you going to do now? Let's live now. Slow down. There's so many things going on today. We have so much happening today. We got the television. We got all the internets. We have the radios. We got all these activities going on. Everybody wants your time, and time is fleeting. And all of a sudden you say, whew, I didn't get a chance to do what I wanted to do today. Oh, what happened to today? I knew 24 hours in a day, and I'm using up 20 of them. Oh, time is flying. Time is flying. Slow down. Slow down. Priorities. You know, let's take what's important now. What's now? You got to eliminate something. You got to rest. The world don't want you to rest. They want you to burn out, burn up, burn over, whatever, flip over. But there's nothing but the enemy. He doesn't want you to live in the now. Jesus came that we have peace, that we can have joy and have it more abundantly. God come that we might have life and to have it what? More abundantly. So where we start? We got to start now, right now. And if anything that you were going to read a book, you start reading it. Oh, I got to get ready for a test tomorrow. Oh, I got to get ready to go to work. I do some, you know, I got to get this report out. When are you going to start? I got to start now. Some of these things I can't do. Y'all leave me alone now. I have to start this report now. You know, there's a lot of things you're not sure about, but you know you got to start it now. You got to be prepared. Preparation. Say, let's do it now. Let's accept Christ now. Let's accept God now. Let God be. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. You do the best you can now, then let God have it. Because God knows you've done your best. He knows. He sees. He understands. He's all-knowing. He's all-seeing. He's everywhere. He knows. He knows. So what he's saying? What are we saying? What Jesus saying? Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. And all the rhetoric, all the trials and tribulations that Jesus went through, he prayed. He knew who he was. He knew where he was going. And if he wasn't praying, amen, he was discussing, he was talking, but he kept moving. He kept moving. He knew he had a day coming, and his time was, he had to be prepared, and he talked and he shared with everybody that in his group. Get a good group around you. Get a group following people that you can be among, you can talk among. Amen. And Paul said he found that in his members there's a warfare going on. He was talking about the mind. The mind is a powerful tool. It's a powerful tool. The mind is a very powerful tool. And God wants us to live in the now. Now faith. Now Jesus. Now God. Now. Tomorrow is not promised. Tomorrow is not promised. The past is gone. It's gone. You pass through like a car going through town. You're gone. You know, my time is back gone. My time is back gone. So time doesn't wait. It doesn't wait. So you have to enjoy every little bit of time you got. Remember Moses saying in the 90th song, Lord, help us to number our days, and we can apply our heart unto wisdom. You know, get something. What you got out of the day? What did you do for God today? Did you talk to somebody about Christ? You know, were you able to adjust yourself, you know, and, amen, be able to share with someone else? Where was your mind today? You know, I remember many years ago, I used to, and still do from time to time, I hand out a track or talk to somebody, and this one came to me because of the fact that it shook me a little bit. A lady was sitting there, and I came by, and I handed a track and everything, and I said, ma'am, she looked at me and said, what is this? And she said, you know, I said, explain it. She said, what? I said, do you know what time it is? No, I don't know what time it is, and what day is this? And she was sitting there waiting. Her mind was gone. Her mind was gone. She was so caught up in other things. And it's possible. It's possible. You don't let your mind just drift and be out of control. You control your mind. Take control of your own mind. Take control of your life and your health. When you start now. Take control of your health. Amen. Take control of what you eat. When are you going to start? Start now. Start now. Start now. You know, now is the time. Now is the day. Start now on everything with Christ. If you're going to practice, start now. If you're going to write, start now. You know, if you're going to say, I'm going to be a better person, start now. Now is the time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. One day at a time. Well, you didn't do it last year. You were going to go on vacation. This summer is coming up. You didn't save. You thought you were going to save up and, you know, take a boat trip around the world and whatever. Things come up. So what you going to do? Start now. Start saving now. Penny a day. Penny a day. That's better than nothing. Start now. You know, something is better than nothing. Amen. God, better to have God and don't need him. And need him and can't find him. Better to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you can't find him. So I would say to you today, amen, don't give up. Continue to pray. Amen. And it's better. Work on your faith. Sometimes God sends us and put us through things that we're not aware of. And we wouldn't be prepared for it. Who want to go through, you know, situation that you're not prepared for? And you thought you was prepared for it, but these storms that come, hurricanes and winds that come, people weren't prepared. Tornadoes, and we're not prepared. We think we are, but we never expected, you know, the force of wind or the rain. But God knows if we build our house on God's word, we build our house in Jesus Christ. Amen. It's going to work out for us. Amen. God bless you. Today, every Thursday, we'll be here at the Lord's will. Amen. To encourage you, and if you could share with others, amen, about this broadcast, we'll appreciate it. And we're hoping that it will be a blessing to you. We'll try to break it down whereby it can be a help to you. Amen. Yes, we know the scriptures sometimes, but it's good to hear someone to explain things out. And that's what Blog Talk about. Blog Talk is about, amen, reaching out and just talking to people. Amen. Sometimes we can't, sometimes we can, but you can just share this website with others. They would go to Blog Talk Radio, amen, and be a part. We say that we're praying for you. God wants to use somebody. He wants to use somebody. He wants somebody to give up their lifestyle and choose him. And you'd be surprised that many have, and they're not disappointed. They're not disappointed. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. And share this Blog Talk Radio broadcast with others. And God bless you until we hear again.